This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and this is in volume 5, and this is letter number 1314. This is dated on the 26th day of Kislev in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York, Baruch Hashem. And the Rebbe is writing to a woman, so he opens up with Baruch HaVishalom. And this is a letter in Yiddish. And the Rebbe says, I want, however, this is in the middle of a letter, they didn't quote the beginning. I want, however, write and repeat about the matter that you yourself are writing, that the most important thing about a shidduch, a match, that it's important to get married. You write that you don't see, according to your view, a fitting proposals about that. My hope is, however, that when you will have the right approach to the recommendations which come to you, the proposals, so Hashem Yisbarach will provide for you a fitting shidduch, both materially and spiritually. You always need to know by yourself that in the world there's nothing that is perfect. The Rebbe writes in Yiddish, perfect, which is mean total wholesomeness. And so is true as far as people, that there is no person which should possess all advantages, only greatness. And therefore, you should not wait to find somebody like that, how you imagine in your mind. And since that this is true, that no person has all, only greatness, so, or mylas, it's sure that you yourself also have a few places you're lacking too. You might have a few chesronos too. But on yourself, one usually looks with a good eye. So therefore, you should take that into consideration. That in certain things, that for a certain measure, you must sort of compromise and look away. And hope that with time, so some of them which were just imaginary or maybe true lackings, they will straighten out and they will become better. And then the approach to a shidduch is much easier when you have to choose. It is a more happier approach to the whole question of finding a match. I also want to point out to you that one cannot really calculate and exactly evaluate how two people will look after they get married. Because a marriage is an Iberlebenish. It's something that you live through. It's a major event in your life which makes certain changes in both people that get married. And these changes is impossible to see ahead of time. This means that when you get a question of a shidduch, to a certain extent you don't have any choice in it. You don't have bechira because you don't really know. And you need to trust and rely on Hashem Yisbarach, that He, blessed He, will conduct to happiness and for good. And we see vividly that people do so, and then they live a happy life for 120 years. So is in your situation, that you cannot ahead of time, beforehand, to figure out and calculate 100% every proposal that they present to you. You can't figure out how is this going to look in the future after the wedding. And you have to trust Hashem Yisbarach that He, blessed, is going to lead it. He runs such a big world, so He will also be able to run this small world from every individual in such a way that it should be both good materialistically and spiritually. I hope that with this letter, that you will read it once and twice and reflect
in that what I write to you, but the main point, the main objective from my letter is that from today and on, your approach to a shidduch proposal should not be with the certain definition that this shidduch is not fitting for you. But still, you should sort of try to find out. In other words, don't think that you know that it's certainly not for you. But you're going to, you know, check it out still. You're going to check it out. But on the other hand, your approach to shidduch needs to be that Hashem will certainly give you a shidduch which is good for you. And therefore, that can be that this is possible, the proposal now. So therefore, you also have to check it out and know what is it we're dealing with. I wish you that this should be very soon a fitting match for you, both physically and spiritually. You should be able to build a house in Israel based on the foundation of Torah mitzvahs with blessing. And the Rebbe writes in a footnote, you can write to me in whatever language it's easier and more comfortable. In Russian, Yiddish, or French. The Rebbe doesn't say about Hebrew here. And it's known the Rebbe spoke a few other languages too, but I guess maybe the Rebbe didn't want to let it all out, but this woman could be wrote in any of these languages. But the Rebbe at least writes Russian, Yiddish, French, and I'm sure Hebrew.